I had to pay $4,000 down. I mean, way back, I'm talking way back, you pay $1,000 down or $2,000 for a house. But later on, things gone up and you have to pay more.
That's before World War II or after World War II?
No, that was when I bought the first house for $1,000 down. That was during the wartime. I had that money.
And where did you buy the house?
In Los Angeles, on Jefferson Boulevard.
Did you have difficulty to buy a house around the American neighborhood?
No, I never had any difficulty. And in fact, we were the only Chinese family living in a Caucasian neighborhood. Is that what you mean?
Right. So the Caucasian neighborhood, they never raised any objection?
No. In fact, the Caucasian came to ring my doorbell and said that they were glad that we moved in because we kept our yard so beautiful and kept our front lawn so it used to be run down and everything. But we beautified it. And they make friends with me and across the street. Makes friends with me and invited me over for breakfast to have a little tea or something like that. And my next door neighbor did the same thing.
So all these years when you buy the property and you never had problem, you just go ahead and buy the house?
I have never faced any problem actually with the real estate man. They told me except one time I phoned them up to look at a certain house. They said, that house is not for Oriental. But I didn't care because I look around. I was speculating. I didn't care whether they sell it to me or not. But when I bought it, they all liked me. They all think that we were good friends. Italian, Jewish, and Irish, and English. We're all good friends, you know? In fact, most of my friends are Caucasian. I don't know. They never questioned me if I was Chinese or what. But we just be friends and friendly as a person. They never questioned my race or where I come from or what kind of parents I had.
And most of the friends of your children are Americans too. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they have many Chinese friends? When they were young?
Yeah. Well, we live in an American neighborhood. That's why we don't have any Chinese around. Even in Inglewood, even in Culver City, they don't come around. Even if they were Chinese, they didn't come around to see us. I haven't seen any except in the movies. I met them in the movies.
Did you take your children to Chinatown?
Yes, we do. We go to Chinatown to shop, to buy grocery, and just to buy the grocery. And sometimes my two children took part in the Chinese New Year program. They sang and played the piano or dance.
How did they get involved in the Chinatown activity?
Well, Bessie Lou called us. The same thing, because she. You know, my son worked in movies too, you know, but he didn't care for it. He dropped out. He worked in the movies when he was a baby, 4 years old. And my daughter worked in the movies when she was a baby, and I babysit for both of them. And then three of us working sometime in one set. My daughter, I was singing for the American Legion, so I sang two patriotic songs. First, I sang it in English, and then I sang it in Chinese. And the consul from Texas, you know, was there. The consul from China. No, he was from China, not Texas. But this was in Houston, Texas, that I did all that singing. And he's. When I sang America, they all stood up, and and pay respect for that song, see? I thought it was kind of fun. I forgot the other song I sang was all in English, you know, two songs. And they hired a guitar player to accompany me. You know, we just rehearsed it one time. And he already knew the song, you know. So the American Legion was going to pay me and him too, each one of us, you know, get some money. I forgot whether I did accept the money or not from the American Legion, but that the other men did, you know. All right, you want me to sing? Oi go chong wa man kok lap yi sai kai tai lok chong wa man kok chong chau chau yi kong pho khan lai wan vui hon chau thong bao cùng hang hang phước chong wa man kok.
Did you did you put out the Chinese word yourself, or somebody else, some other Chinese, all the time saying this way?
I think the song was sung that way for a long time. I don't know who did it. I don't know who interpreted that song.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other song like that?
Yeah, a religious song. That's another. That song is that God always remember me. G is Jesus or God. And Mo Yo Chan Jiao Ye So O Sam Si Bit Fun Hey Sui Joy Bai Ai Ji Si Bei On Lo Ngo De Mo Yo Chan Jiao Ye So Mo Yo Chan Jiao Ye So
Where did you know
I like to be with Jesus. I like to be close to Jesus.
Where did you know these songs?
At a church, Presbyterian church. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a young kid, you know, in my teenager. And I used to live around the Presbyterian church. We used to go to Presbyterian church every Sunday.
In San Francisco?
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Did your mother Christian too?
Yes, my mother was, have us all baptized in that church. That's how I met my husband, ex-husband. Mm-hmm. His relatives were members of that church. And it happened that one of his relatives is a matchmaker, and tried to match me up with their relation. But I wasn't so old-fashioned and need a matchmaker. I can find my own husband. But I keep on telling my mother that you got so many daughters, you should marry one off and to a good family. I was married to the family, not to my husband.
So when you were young in San Francisco,
yeah.
Do you remember that your mother ever worshipped ancestors?
No, she never did. She was very modern. My mother worshipped Jesus, worshipped God, and bring us up as a Christian.
So is your father?
My father didn't go to church. He's a good man, but they call him an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. He said, if you are God, if you are good, you know, God is in you. That's what he said. If you do the right thing, your conscience won't hurt you. You will be like God yourself. You don't have to go to church and let the people tell you what to do. I know what to do, he said. I know which is right and wrong.
Did your mother bring you up in Chinese way or American way?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Like, you eat Chinese food or you speak in Chinese and you follow the Chinese customs.
Oh, my mother brought me up in the Chinese way, I think. Mostly Chinese way. My father is the American way. My father, they always call my father, here comes the American. my aunts, you know, I didn't know who was talking about it. It's my father. Here comes Fan Gui Lo. You know Fan Gui Lo, you know, means that he's American.
It's very unusual among the Chinese family in San Francisco that you are more American than the other Chinese. I mean, most Chinese family are very
all Chinese in Chinatown. I met a lot of Chinese in China. We mixed with Chinese mostly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are very Chinese.
Very Chinese, old-fashioned Chinese. And when the New Year comes, we dress in Chinese clothes. We don't wear American clothes. The New Year's on holiday. We're dressed in Chinese clothes and have Chinese jewelry, Chinese ornament on a two donut, you know, and go to Bainian. I don't know what the American Bainian is, you know. So they give you some money for Laisi, you know.
In Chinatown, you're very Chinese, you dress like Chinese, do you go to Chinese school?
Yes, I went to Chinese school.
For how many years?
For 7 years. I didn't know anything about Chinese school because I don't keep it up.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Chinese school after the regular school?
Yes, went to the another church, and they have a Chinese teacher to teach us, but it's a private school, we gotta pay money. I don't know how much I forgot.
All your brothers and sisters went?
Yeah, we all did. You know?
Did you feel like you enjoyed the class there, or you didn't like to go to Chinese school because your parents didn't choose? You have to.
Well, I was too young to like it or don't like it. I used to mind my mother. She told me, stand up, I stand up. Sit down, I sit down. I never questioned her. She wanted us to go to school or go to church, I go. I never fought back. I was a very obedient daughter. She told me to get married, I get married. I didn't know what for, but I got married to a man, a strange man from Texas, you know. He was from a so-called wealthy family.
Did your other sister get married to the matchmaker?
No. They all find out that I was married to the wrong person and was unhappy. I wrote letters to my mother. I said, I'm not sitting pretty as you think I am. I'm a maid, working as a maid in the household.
Did your brother marry the matchmaker?
No, none of them did. They found out that was wrong. What my mother did was wrong, and they all didn't get married until they were close to 30 years old. I was married so young, you know, 16, which is very young in those days, especially. I was going to school until the day I got married.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Liu.